A few lessons that I've learned instructing or interacting students from different cultures is to be as open-minded as possible, to create a safe space for them to feel like it's okay to share their different views on culture or their background or activities that their families may participate in that are foreign to me. But again, if you're open-minded, I'm always willing to learn. And I think our school does an excellent job of providing this safe space. In the mornings, we have a caring community circle, and the teachers invite the students to join this circle and share on certain topics or even just something that the students would like to share that's important to them. But I believe without this safe space, that sharing can't take place. We talk about our behavior, what's the expectation while we're in this circle. We have the one person speaking. We do have nonverbal signals that the students can show that they agree or that they've done the same thing or they've had the same experience. We have a quiet hand raised if you would like to ask a question at the end. So I think with these parameters in place for this circle, this structure, this sharing time, it allows students to feel comfortable enough to share their different cultures and backgrounds. 10 to 15 minutes, every child has a chance to share, and you can always choose to pass. And then at the end, we'll come back around. If now you're comfortable with sharing, you may do that at the end. So it's very relaxed and non-judgmental. You can share what you would like to share. I believe the importance of understanding an individual's culture is just to continue to give them validity. It's hard to feel valid if you feel that you're not understood. So if they are willing to share, I'm willing to learn. And I would hope people feel the same way about my culture. I'm willing to share. And I think if we can see other cultures through their view or from different points of view, it makes us that much stronger of a community.